Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com and HGTV Magazine at hgtv.com. Let's get started with the first article. 11 Tips to Help You Get Organized, Once and for All. Use these roadblock-busting strategies to put your stuff in order, now, by Stephanie Sisko, updated on September 16, 2024. If you've been feeling the need to get organized but haven't managed to do it, here's an extra bit of motivation. Putting your belongings in order can boost your mental health. And is it any wonder? It's stressful when your disorganized self can't find your keys, your winter boots, or that sweater you borrowed from your best friend. Who would like it back now, please? Fortunately, time management and organization expert Julie Morgenstern has several organizing tips that will help you take those crucial first steps. Here's how to get organized, along with some strategies to keep up the momentum once you do. Meet the expert, Julie Morgenstern, time management and organization expert, speaker, and author of multiple New York Times best-selling books. 1. Shift your mindset. Organizing takes time and energy, precious resources you're more likely to commit if you have a strong objective. Consider the benefits of organizing your life. An organized desk helps you to focus on your work. An organized pantry makes you a more efficient grocery shopper. An organized calendar allows you to plan time with loved ones, improving your relationships. So, use one of these reasons as your motivation. Don't get organized just to make things look good, says Morgenstern. It should be a gateway to a bigger goal, saving time, saving money, or simply getting access to the things you own. Remind yourself of the distractions, anxiety, and stress that you will eliminate, and focus on what you're going to gain from it. 2. Give everything you own an address. Everything you own should have a place where it belongs. Jackets go in closets or on hooks by the door. Keys go in a dish on the counter. Bills, letters, and other important paper items go in a designated basket, while junk mail goes straight into the garbage bin. If you have a pile of books on the floor next to your bed, ask yourself, do I want my books to live there? If not, select the one you're currently reading to keep on the bedside table. And the rest should get a new home, preferably on a bookshelf or book nook. 3. Take baby steps. Seeing the fruit of your organizational labor can be very satisfying and motivating. Start small with something easy like a kitchen drawer. Experience the pleasure of opening that drawer and being able to instantly find everything you need. Chances are you will want to repeat this feeling. Morgenstern suggests starting in the smallest space you spend the most time in. That way, you can accomplish the task in a manageable amount of time and see the product of your hard work regularly. Organizing a bathroom drawer, your handbag, or the inside of the refrigerator should leave you motivated for other projects. 4. Scale down your stuff. Too much stuff can make organization a real chore. If you can barely close your socks and underwear drawer, it's probably time to cull your stash of undergarments. As a general rule, you ought to have enough space to see everything you own when you open the drawer or cabinet. That said, you don't have to throw everything away to accomplish the task. If you feel you have the correct amount of socks and underwear, you don't have to toss them out. Simply separate them into two drawers. Sometimes the solution to organizing your clothes is to buy a second dresser. Organizing is about designing a system that makes you more efficient in whatever you are trying to do, Morgenstern says. As long as it allows you to find things, by all means, put all 20 belts on the closet door. 5. Make the payoff visible. If your issue is not so much starting the process as finishing it, Morgenstern says to write down your goal on a sticky note and hang it up where you can see it. It will make the payoff visible and will also serve as a reminder. In larger areas like a closet, Morgenstern suggests working methodically, top to bottom or right to left. with designated breakpoints. That way, you'll see the results from where you left off as opposed to a haphazard space. 6. Do what you need to do to focus. Some people are motivated by background music. Others need to avoid distracting music while they're working. Morgan Stern says these types need to turn the stereo off. Organizing involves a lot of decision-making, and if you're playing music and singing, your brain is otherwise occupied, she says. The exception is if you're playing something instrumental that genuinely blends into the background. If you are prone to reach for your phone every time you hear a text arrive, put it on silent mode. Your friends and family can probably wait for an hour or so while you get your linen closet in order. 7. Get everyone involved. If you share a space with others, don't simply dive right in. If the people you share your home are not on board with your changes, you will hit a roadblock to getting organized. Morgan Stern suggests working together to design an organizational system. Her motto here is, analyze, strategize, and organize. Analyze. Each of you should identify the objects in the space you are always looking for, she says. It has to work for everybody, for the system not to fall apart. Strategize. Collectively figure out what the space will look like when it's complete. Imagine the organizational genius of a kindergarten classroom where similar items are grouped together into activity zones, like sporting equipment, for example. Organize. Everyone can help sort and group the items, purge and box items up for donations before implementing the shared strategy. 8. Use organizing tools. In some areas of your home, organizing products can be a lifesaver. Consider these options. Clean out the makeup products from that messy bathroom drawer while tossing out the expired ones and put the essentials in a makeup organizer on the counter. Pick up the loose boxes and cans from your pantry floor and stack them on some freestanding shelving. Put all your cleaning products together in a plastic bin under the sink. 9. Set a timer. It probably took a while for your home to get into a state of disarray, so it's probably not going to be put back in order in 15 minutes. Knowing that this might be a long process, establish how much time you're willing to spend on organizing each day. At the same time, you don't want to stretch the process out, slowly weighing each decision about what to do with each out-of-place item. Setting a timer is a great way to tackle both of these issues. If you know you have only 1 hour to complete an organizing task, you will see it as a reasonable, achievable goal. But you'll also have the motivation to get it done within the time window you've set for yourself. 10. Help your future self. Now that you've found places for all of your things, help yourself to recall where those places are. We're all too busy to remember everything, so use attractive uniform labels to make it clear where items belong, says Morgan Stern. She also suggests building in a rule for daily maintenance. Every time you leave a room, put everything back where it belongs and set it up for its next use. It shouldn't take more than 2 minutes if every item has a home. 11. Experiment with color coding. According to the National Institute of Health, about 65% of people are visual learners. Incorporating this into your daily life is a great way to stay organized. Whether you use different colors to categorize your email box, binders, journals, or even sticky notes, having a color code can keep confusion to a minimum and make your life easier. Use any colors you want to make organizing a fun activity throughout your day. That concludes the article, 11 Tips to Help You Get Organized Once and For All. The next article is How to Become a Neater Person, Even If You're Naturally Messy. We consulted a therapist and professional organizer for insight and tips on how to realistically tidy up by Amanda Lauren, published on August 30, 2024. There are two kinds of people in this world, neat and messy. If you're a messy person, life can feel a bit more challenging and frustrating. It can be difficult to find things, and the aesthetic of your home might never feel quite right. Changing isn't easy, but it isn't impossible either. To find a way to keep your house, and in turn your life, together, You just need to follow a plan and make a true commitment to yourself. Here's how to become a neater person even if you're naturally messy. Meet the expert, Bonnie Scott, therapist and founder of Mindful Kindness Counseling. Emily Preciado Fonseca, professional organizer and founder of Mommy Assist. Chris Hargrove, professional organizer and founder of Organized by Chris Established the Why. The first step to becoming more organized is to figure out why you want to change, says therapist Bonnie Scott. Maybe it will make you feel more relaxed or less scattered, she says. Maybe you're generally trying to take better care of yourself and having a tidier space would reflect that. Maybe you're tired of being hassled by people you live with, or you're frustrated when you can't find your keys on the way out the door. Take time to understand your motivation and intentions. Once you figure out your driving reason, it will be far easier to create a plan and stick to it. Start small. As ambitious as you might feel about becoming a neater person, it's best to start small. Many people get overwhelmed with mess, says professional organizer Emily Preciado Fonseca. To help with that, pick a room to start in. We always start by asking our clients what areas give them the most stress and work on that first. Once you tackle one project, it will be easier to find the motivation to do more and tackle other areas. Declutter and purge. The more things you have, the more difficult it is to keep those things neat and tidy. Preciado Fonseca advises simplifying and decluttering as much as possible. Excess leads to mess, she says. So apply this tried and true rule if purging is hard for you. If it costs $25 or less and you haven't used it in a year, let it go. She also notes that other major culprits of clutter include paper, like those bills you can easily access online, books, kids' toys they've outgrown, gifts you won't use, magazines, tchotchkes, and kids' goodie bags. So make sure you take the time to get rid of items in those categories. Lastly, commit to decluttering regularly. While you might need to declutter places like your medicine cabinet more than once a quarter, you should probably focus your efforts on places like your pantry at least every month. Have a place for everything. It's easier to keep your home in proper order if you have a place for everything, so it's important to take the time to establish those spots. The toaster has a space, and the coffee mugs, and the toothbrush, Scott says. That way, there's no scrambling to figure out where to put something or the temptation to leave something lying around. It also helps you clearly see when something is out of place and prompts you to correct it. Invest in supplies, if necessary. While having a container for everything might look trendy and aesthetically pleasing, decanting your milk likely won't make you a neater person. However, things like drawer dividers will. If your drawers are a hot mess, consider using drawer dividers or inserts that allow you to sort and categorize items, says professional organizer Chris Hargrove. This will help you put things away quickly and find them even faster. Another example she shares is a dock for cords. If you always tend to have chargers and cords scattered about your house, investing in an organization system for them could help to make your space feel much less chaotic. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's get back to how to become a neater person, even if you're naturally messy. Create systems. Preciado Fonseca says implementing solutions to prevent messes in the first place can be a game changer. Establish contained drop zones to store things, like big baskets at your door when you first walk in, to drop daily items, including backpacks and purses, or to house outgoing items, she says. She also suggests using smaller baskets to temporarily store small things that you might not have the energy to get to every day. Once those baskets are full, return things to where they belong, Preciado Fonseca says. The key is that these be areas that contain and hide a mess. A desktop isn't a good drop zone because it's just a mess on top of a desk. Work on one new habit a week. Trying to change everything at once can be overwhelming, so Preciado Fonseca recommends focusing on just one habit a week. For example, take 10 minutes every night to get things back to the room they belong in, to keep your common areas clear or get the week's incoming paper out of your house every Saturday, she says. From there, some of these habits will become common practice and you can fall into a more organized routine. Be patient with yourself. Give yourself some grace. After all, major change isn't always easy. Preciado Fonseca suggests being patient with yourself while you work to incorporate better habits into your routine. Don't expect perfection, but do implement small changes that your future self will thank you for, she says. When you feel unmotivated, remember how the mess makes you feel and that you want that to change. Also, don't judge yourself for it. It can get better. That concludes how to become a neater person, even if you're naturally messy. Now from HGTV Magazine. 25 functional and attractive shoe storage ideas. Shop our favorite shoe storage ideas, from over-the-door count organizers to chic entryway benches. By Morgan Faulkner. Kicking off your shoes after a long day is a great feeling, unless you have no place to store them. Avoid the frustrating shoe pile on the floor with a handy shoe storage solution. If you're short on closet space, consider an over-the-door system to utilize every inch of storage possibilities. Messy mudroom? Opt for a shoe storage bench that offers storage as well as a place to sit and put your shoes on. From boots to sandal storage, small cubbies to large cabinets, shop our top budget-friendly organizers that will keep your shoes beautifully and safely stored while sending clutter to the curb. Home Fort 4-tier metal shoe rack, $22.99 Amazon. If you're wanting to display your shoe collection in a bedroom or living area, opt for a simple matte black rack that will seamlessly blend into your space. This freestanding powder-coated organizer holds up to 20 pairs of shoes and quickly assembles together in a few minutes. Closet-made 12-pair stackable shoe rack, $78.55 Wayfair. This stackable shoe organizer holds 12 pairs of shoes and is constructed from sturdy manufactured wood with a durable white paper laminate. You can store shoes like loafers and low-heeled sandals in pairs in the individual compartments. It also works nicely for smaller purses and evening bags. Bright Room 4-tier bamboo shoe rack, $50 Target. Easily grab your favorite pair of shoes while heading out the door with this 4-tiered shoe rack by Brightroom. Constructed of bamboo, 3 slatted rows accommodate up to 9 pairs of shoes, while the rectangular top can hold up to an additional 3 pairs. Bonus, the top also doubles as a handy spot to place your bags, keys, and more to ensure they never get lost. Everly Quinn 24-pair shoe storage cabinet, $203.99 Wayfair. This regal black and gold shoe cabinet combines storage with eye-catching style. The door on the right opens to reveal 3 storage shelves inside that can hold several pairs of shoes. The 3 deep drawers on the left flip open, adding extra storage space for another 20-plus pairs. Rolling shoe rack, $69 Pottery Barn. For small spaces such as dorm rooms or small apartments, grab this compact rolling shoe rack to make accessing and storing shoes a breeze. The low profile of the steel organizer allows for it to be stored out of sight when not needed and will accommodate 6 pairs of shoes, heels, or sandals. Clear stackable shoe boxes, $51.99, set of 8, Amazon. This set of 8 stacking shoe bins keeps your shoe collection highly visible and much more accessible thanks to a magnetic close drop front door. Use several on a shelf in the closet, or simply place one on the floor for instant organization. Re-Brilliant 2-tier bamboo shoe rack, $30.99, Wayfair. This 2-tier shoe shelf is everything it's stacked up to be. Not only is it made from gorgeous bamboo, but the open design allows for much-needed air circulation to prevent odors. The eco-friendly and durable rack holds up to 8 pairs of shoes and complements any design style. Waffet Under the Bed Shoe Organizer, $22.99, set of 2, Amazon. The trick to an organized home is making the most of small unused spaces. Use this shoe organizer to store 12 pairs of shoes under your bed. It's the ideal solution for anyone with a shoe obsession or parents with too many kids' shoes flying around the house. Room Essentials Over-the-Door Shoe Organizer. $10 Target. Each pocket of this see-through shoe bag accommodates a pair of women's flats or a single-heeled shoe. The top is reinforced with four grommets and hooks to prevent the sagging and tearing that's the demise of inferior shoe bags. The see-through design ensures you know exactly which shoe you're grabbing. Whitmore 3-Tier Expandable Shoe Rack. $20.10 Walmart. This easy-to-assemble shoe rack features a natural wood and metal construction, creating a timeless look that seamlessly pairs with the rest of your home. Each of the three tiers is made from two expandable bars, so you can adjust the size to suit your space. Cambridge Drop Front Shoe Box. $15.99 The Container Store. Ideal for both closets and bedroom shelves, the Cambridge Drop Front Shoe Box pampers your shoes and protects them against dust. Bonus, even when you stack multiple boxes, it's super easy to access any pair thanks to the drop front opening. Loon Peak 15-Pair Shoe Storage Bench. $101.99 Wayfair. This shoe storage bench is perfect for entryways, bedrooms, mudrooms, and even garages. The bench comes with a comfortable padded seat cushion and features 15 open front cubbies for several pairs of everyday shoes, sandals, slippers, and more. Experts Picks. 12 Best Shoe Storage Benches for Every Room in Your House. Shop more of our favorites. 17 Stories 18-Pair Shoe Storage Cabinet. $99.99 Wayfair. Boasting three flip-open drawers as well as a storage shelf, this rustic, chic shoe cabinet will neatly organize 12 to 18 pairs of shoes, boots, heels, and more. Adjustable feet and an included anti-tip kit ensure the cabinet won't wobble or tip, making it safe around running kiddos or clumsy pets. Simple, trending, three-tier stackable shoe rack. $36.97 Amazon. Bring storage and style into your space with this expandable and adjustable shoe rack coated in a contemporary gold hue. The three-tier design accommodates up to 12 pairs of shoes and can be stacked with another rack to create a six-tier display if desired. XKZG Wooden Shoe Storage Bench. $139.99 Amazon. No mudroom or utility room? No problem. This solid wood shoe storage bench will turn that pile of shoes into an organization lover's dream. Two shelves provide plenty of room for both adult and kid-sized shoes, while a smooth bench on top gives a place to sit and put them on before heading out the door. Mainstays 12-tier over-the-door shoe rack. $24.97 Walmart. Shut the door on clutter and disorder with an over-the-door shoe rack that transforms your space. This 12-tier metal rack holds up to 36 pairs of shoes and boasts a mesh-lined backing to prevent shoes from scuffing up your closet. Brightroom 3-tier metal shoe rack. $44 Target. This 3-tier shoe rack is a compact storage shelf that's great for storing shoes and keeping boots organized. The black metal shelf provides functionality combined with modern looks and will fit pretty much anywhere in your home. Re-Brilliant 12-Pair Shoe Cabinet. $88.99 Wayfair. If you're on the hunt for a sleek, unsuspecting shoe storage option, this one marks all the boxes. When closed, this freestanding organizer looks like a stylish cabinet. When opened, three shelves provide ample storage for 12 pairs of shoes. Stackable Plastic Shoe Box. $1.48 The Container Store. The remarkable simplicity of this shoebox design allows you to stack the boxes for efficiency, yet access your shoes with ease. Each box holds one pair of shoes to ensure each pair stays safely protected. Mainstays 10-tier Shoe Rack. $32.97 Walmart. This 10-tier shoe rack can hold up to 30 pairs of your family's shoes without taking up much-needed garage or entryway space. The frame is constructed of durable metal and the versatile racks can accommodate most shoe types. Neprock space-saving shoe slots. $33.99, set of 20, Amazon. When you have to maximize every precious inch in your closet, these shoe space savers can save the day. Sold as a package of 20, each holds one pair of shoes in the amount of space of just a single shoe. A great storage solution for dorm rooms or small closets. Hashtag Home Fleshman Shoe Storage Bench. $97.99. Wayfair. Crafted from a mix of solid and manufactured wood, this storage design features two shelves down below for stashing your frequently used shoes and more, while the bench itself offers a space for guests to take a seat. Room Essentials Hanging Shoe Organizer. $10 Target. Use the hanging space in your closet to store more than just clothes. With this 10-compartment hanging shoe organizer, you can organize footwear using just 6 inches of closet rod space. Convenient hooks at the top attach to any closet rod for instant organization. Ennie's Quilted Boot Shapers. $23.99. The Container Store. These quilted boot shapers were designed by a professional organizer to prevent creases, wrinkles, and folds in your favorite footwear, especially crucial for out-of-season storage. They also allow you to store boots upright, conserving closet space and making your boots easier to see. Piva 18-Pocket Shoe File. $15.99. The Container Store. This clever shoe file solves the age-old problem of compact footwear storage. It's space-efficient and allows you to quickly identify and access up to 18 pairs of shoes. That concludes 25 functional and attractive shoe storage ideas. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.